Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has denied the claims in a lawsuit accusing him of sexual abuse 3 decades ago. He's also called his accusers troubled. KQAW's Amy Radel looks at how the stories of accuser and accused could ultimately be used in court.
In response to the lawsuit filed by Delvon Heckard last month, Mayor Murray has denied ever having sex with any minor. He also says his accusers are not credible. When a second man, Jeff Simpson, tried to sue a decade ago, Murray's lawyer wrote back, "Your client is totally untrustworthy and will lie, cheat, or steal as necessary to get what he wants." Some victims' rights advocates have protested that tactic, but Simpson's attorney back then, Brian Williams, says it's routine.
And it is neither uncommon nor necessarily illegitimate to question the credibility of the accuser.
Williams takes clients on both sides of these cases. He says while people can now sue decades after the alleged abuse, by that time evidence is scarce.
And when one person is accused of doing something to another person that is, by definition, something that occurred in private, coming up with the proof can be difficult for both sides.
So whether the accuser is trustworthy becomes central, and criminal history is part of that. Seattle attorney Rebecca Rowe is a former prosecutor who represents plaintiffs in sexual abuse cases. She says the accuser's criminal record ties into the issue of damage awards. The accuser will tell the jury they deserve damages because the sexual abuse harmed their ability to work or get an education.
So the defense will say, well, no, there's this criminal record. That's what kept you from getting really good jobs. And then the plaintiff will come back and say, yeah, part of the reason for that criminal record is, you know, the abuse that, set me into a really bad emotional place for coping.
But Rowe says the defendant's past can get brought up in court, too, to argue that they have a pattern of behavior.
For instance, the defense is this is all politically motivated. If the claims were made by other people who don't have that alleged political motivation,
they would be used to try and weaken Murray's defense. Jeff Simpson and another man allege that Murray paid them for sex when they were underage. Simpson told KUOW his goal is for Murray to admit to these allegations.
My biggest hope is that he gets the help that he needs, you know, and admits it. So the rest of us survivors that have survived what he has done to us as kids can finally get closure, some of us, after 30-plus years.
Simpson lives in a Portland suburb. He says he doesn't know if he'll be involved in the Seattle lawsuit.
I'm very leery of getting involved in that. I don't want anybody to have a misconception that me getting closure with this has anything to do with money.
Mayor Murray says money was a factor in Simpson's claims in 2007. Simpson's attorney wrote Murray a letter offering to resolve this matter before a lawsuit is filed. Murray's lawyer, Catherine Heekin, called this a request for hush money. In a recent editorial, Murray wrote of Simpson, "I would never suggest that those with criminal histories cannot be victims of abuse. Rather, his criminal history proves he cannot be trusted." If the Delvon Heckard lawsuit ever goes to trial, the jury will likely hear the histories of all involved. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
Since the story was filed, a fourth accuser has come forward claiming he was also sexually abused by Ed Murray. Multiple media outlets report that a 44-year-old man filed a sworn statement saying that when he was a teen, he was introduced to Murray by Delvon Heckard. Spokesman for the mayor told local media outlets that this latest claim is also entirely false.